Scope of system transformation. Following the last workshop, there had been questions about the scope for system transformation, roles of the co-design group, and how decisions will be made. The scope for transformation is for all specialist disability support across government and how it connects to services that everyone receives, such as education. It will initially be implemented for disabled people who are eligible for disability support services. The first region for implementation is Mid-Central. The co-design group needs to make recommendations about timeframes for implementation in Mid-Central and then for rolling it out across New Zealand. The role of the co-design group is to develop high-level design for the new system and a roadmap for change. The co-design group will present their work to Minister Wagner and will have an opportunity to make recommendations outside the scope of their current task. The high-level design and roadmap for change will form the basis of a paper to be considered by Cabinet in late June. This is only the first phase of the process, with more detailed design and planning for implementation in Mid-Central to happen in Phase 2. This will include some ongoing input from the co-design group. Questions were also raised about how the co-design group fitted in with established groups who are already part of the process. There is a governance group that will make decisions on the draft paper that goes to Minister Wagner. This is the Joint Agency Group, which includes members from the National Enabling Good Lives Leadership Group, the Ministries of Health, Social Development and Education, and ACC. A terms of reference for the co-design group is being developed for the group to discuss and confirm at our next workshop.